Hello, and welcome to Bullfrog Dawn. I'm Jeremiah, and I'll be reading poems of my choosing from Poetizer.com, including one of my own that I created during the week. I hope you'll enjoy this form of art with me and decide to check out the poets of this show later. All links are in the description. Let's get started. My Love, by A Man. I will always love you, across distances and oceans, on a couch on a Sunday, or in bed, looking at you. I speak every night to the moon, believing that maybe it'll repeat my wants back to you. Railroad Crossing, a haiku, by Is a Little Broken. Sullen afternoon, a hot, hardened metal moans, despite the flowers. Take Care, by Dommy the Messenger. Be a lovely soul today. Smile even when things aren't going your way. Be as the rainbow today. Turn the ugliest moments into something beautiful. Be as the old, joyous grandpa today. Walk it off, even when your back hurts as much. Be like the newborn baby today. Put smiles on the faces of everyone that sees you. Be like the trees. Be a shade to others, even when the sun heats you. Be like the still waters. Remain calm, even when the wind troubles you. They say take care of you. I say take care of everyone and everything that surrounds you. So when you are choking inside, you can come outside to breathe. 'Cause the atmosphere is good. And thank you, Dommy. The atmosphere is good. Jesus, the Ultimate Healer, by Elena Duval. Jesus, the Ultimate Healer, 12/26/18. When I was sick, I cried out to you. You came to heal and restore my soul. When I was born blind, you healed my eyesight. Now I can see all of your beautiful creations. When I was deaf, you helped me hear again. Now I can hear your beautiful voice like a waterfall. When the lame could not speak, you taught them to speak. Now they can testify and glorify your kingdom. As a Christ believer, I love this poem. The Voice of a Stranded Child, by Dayu Pout. My heart is shattered, my soul is stranded. I was left alone, tamed by pain, and caged in misery where I can't escape. Taking every moment in lament, and feeling this life in daunt, with tears rolling down my cheeks, and soundless wails releasing depressions, filling the atrocious. Riding with a soul, rusted by sorrow, and filled with unpromising hopes. This arrows of grief are piercing my mind and making my lungs pants. Like a hound following a tile. Is this what they call life? More like hell, feeling in grave, even when you have breath at hand. They say the future belongs to the children, but I guess the future turned to a dungeon. Listen to the cry of a stranded child. This next poem is an excerpt from Wattpad. The writer's name is Jagguy Mod, and the name of the poem is Stress. My sweat is growing colder, my mind is not well. Though there are voices, it is not enough. I can't help but overthink. Tensing up is daily. Though my schedule is full already and nothing more can faze me. What is this feeling? As I talk to another person, I smile and talk. But inside, I am multitasking with this and that. And my silent cry for help. An offer for help will be declined. It is my duty and mine alone.
I feel guilty, but that is how I feel. Do not feel bad for me. Some things can't be helped, including my stress and die. Well, if you talk to somebody about it, I'm sure someone soon enough will be able to just listen and maybe take your mind off of that stress. Hopefully. That's my thoughts on your poem. Thank you. This next poem is from Wrightco. The name of the author is Deep Purple Pen. And the name of it is The Warrior in Me 4, The Joy of Being a Warrior. There is joy in making a second mile, in which sacrifice bears another smile. I've been searching for the light, so I must stay quiet for the night. I am prepared for the battle. I'm happy, but I'm scared. I said yes to defeats. It made me complete. I risk walking for a mile. I keep going even if it takes for a while. I am fragile. I am weak. I love. I sacrifice. But I survive. I am a warrior. I give. I serve. I enjoy life and celebrate it. KRD, The Warrior in Me. And I absolutely love that. It doesn't matter what you're warrioring for or fighting for. You know, it's your cause. I guess sometimes it could be for the wrong cause, but I guess that's deep water right there. This last poem I had put on Poetizer and also Wrightco. I call it Overgrowth by J.J. Bullfrog. I once considered you an undesirable ornament. When I had to get rid of you, it made me lament. Not because I loved you. I hated you with all my muster. But with a bit of education, I now see every luster. You can feed me and cure me and make my yard look lovely. And here I was just pulling you out because you were ugly. Now, it is a little hard for some people to understand. I understood that a couple of people thought I was talking about a person that I loved or something like that. No, I'm just talking about the weeds in my yard. I learned that I have sage and morning glory that could either be used as herbs or as stir fry. So, there's nothing too deep about that. It's just what I learned about my weeds, that I could actually use them for something. But, you know, anybody can take it. The beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Am I right? Thank you for listening to my podcast, Bullfrog Dawn. If you would like to hear your poem or recommend someone else's on this podcast, please message me on Instagram. My username is JJ_Bullfrogstagram. Now, if you want to share your poem other ways, you can actually record your voice on the Anchor website under my podcast, Bullfrog Dawn, and send it to me that way. And so you are the one narrating your own poem. And it's even more beautiful that way. I think so, anyhow. Remember to share this podcast with your friends. I hope you all have a most wonderful afternoon.